Because my first, I studied it, and I had it written down the scriptures, and it, Lord, this is great. And finally, the press was, make a copy. So I made some copies and set it aside, and I said, they can take it home. Because the procedure is the same for your soul as it is for your righteousness. And it's not a different procedure. It's the same faith base. You know, Abraham was pleasing to the Father because he took obedience to another level. He did what he was told. Okay? He did what he was told. All right? And I can remember, this goes back to, I would say, 84, 85. I had a brand new car. And the Lord had told me to pick up some moldings, and I was supposed to go to Westfield. I knew in my heart that I was supposed to go to Westfield, to the Christian bookstore, because the Lord had told me to go there. But I wanted to pick up the moldings on my way into Westfield instead of on my way back from Westfield. Do you see I? Did you hear I in there? Okay. So I got off of the Mass Pike and I took Route 5 south. And it was raining. All of a sudden, the windshield wipers don't work. I mean, literally, they would not go on. I fiddled with the button. I did everything. I'm praying in the spirit. Lord, I'm going to pick up those moldings. I'm going to run to Westfield. And I heard no. So when I got to the first turnaround, I apologized to the Lord. Okay? That's Route 28, in case you wonder where it is, North End Bridge. And as I'm going around the circle, now, I had tried for, it's quite a drive in the rain, and you can't see where you're going. Okay? That's quite a few miles. Okay? And there was nothing. It would not work. It's a new car. So my thought is now I'm going to go to the repairman as soon as I get home, but I got to go to Westfield first. As soon as I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to go back, and I'll go to Westfield first. I will not pick up the moldings. And as I'm going back down to the ramp to get back on Route 5, to go back on the turnpike, and I cried all the way to Westfield. When I got to Westfield, I walked in. I said, Thea, have you any idea why I'm here? Oh, she says, of course I know why you're here. I said, well, I haven't stopped. I said, but I apologize to the Lord. I had to stop. She says, you go in that back room. Don't ask any questions. Go in there. Anybody ever remember what the store in Westfield looked like? Mm-hmm. I went into the back room, and there was a couple there. And the wife spoke broken English, and the husband spoke no English at all. All he did was speak French. He was from Vermont. He was visiting some family in Westfield, and he had been declared terminal in cancer. And the Lord used me to bring him to the Lord, bowed his knee, he accepted Jesus. We celebrated his salvation. I left, and 3 days later, he was with Jesus permanently. Stubborn me wanted to pick up my moldings and save money. Stubborn mindsets. Why am I saying this to you? Because I'm human. And at that time, I just wanted to do human things. And he was trying to get me to obey him. Now, none of you guys have ever been stubborn, and none of you have ever disobeyed. But my prayer is that you all show up on time tonight. Amen? Yeah. So we'll see you at 7 o'clock. And if your windshield wipers don't work, pray and adjust. I never had the car fixed. It never, ever did that again. And I had it for a number of years. So what am I saying to you? Close your eyes one more time. Say, Lord Jesus, get through to me.
Whatever you have to do,
I'm willing to receive
your instructions.
Get through to me.
Even if I'm a little thick.
Get through to me.
No matter what.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
Amen.